Hey guys, it is Monday, February 26th. I want to get to the point. How many of you want to live in Venezuela? I don't know about you, but I do not want to live in the shithole that is Venezuela. I don't. Anybody want to maybe help me understand why the legislators in our country are okay with Venezuela living here? I mean, you know, if that's what we're going to turn America into, I got to be so dadgum careful with what I say. I want to talk to you about what the media doesn't say. That's one thing I want to tell you. And I also want to provide you with an argument today, because I see what the people online are saying in regards to a certain news story that I'm going to get to. And their argument is stupid. So I'm going to show you why it's stupid. I'm all over the place, but that's okay. Laken Riley, you know her name at this point, 22 years old, University of Georgia. She's a nursing student there in Athens, Georgia. She goes for a jog the other day. Right there by the intramural fields, I know it very well. Having been a student at the University of Georgia, I know it very well. Off campus, as you can imagine, the big playing fields are out there surrounded by woods, pine trees, so on. You would think that a college student can do college student things. Go for a jog, go for a walk, do any type of activity without fear of being brutally murdered, beaten to death. In the case of this beautiful young lady, that was not the case. She did not return back. One of her friends reported her missing, and authorities found her body. She had been beaten to death, brutally, tragically. And she was, of course, beaten to death by a man named Jose Antonio Ibarra, 26 years old, from Venezuela. Not only should he have not been in this country to begin with, he should have been deported because he was arrested September 14th of 2023 in New York City, where he was charged with injury to a child less than 17 and no license. Consequently, Athens, Clark County, they arrested him after he was a suspect in this murder, and they also arrested his older brother because he did not have a permit to be here. So the problem, beyond the fact that this murder is so atrocious, and listen, we're using this as an example because Laken, God bless her, she's a member of a growing list of victims, and that list is going to continue to grow. Because, again, we brought Venezuela here. Maduro has emptied the prisons. They've made their way here. They're in this country. You better keep your head on a swivel. Ladies, I don't care where you think you live. You're not safe. Ladies, don't go out for a jog by yourself. You can't. If this young girl could not go for a run at the intramural fields in Athens, Georgia, on the University of Georgia, off-campus facilities there. If she couldn't do that, you can't do it either. You can't do it in your neighborhood. You can't go for a walk. You can't. Because they're not going to protect you. And these people are out here with malice. And you say, but Chad, there's other people that get murdered. I mean, there's white people who have murdered white people, and there's citizens who have murdered. What's the problem? I don't understand what the problem is, Chad. I see all these people making these stupid arguments online. Oh, you're not going to say anything about so-and-so who was a white person that murdered another white person. Here's the effing issue, you slick brain moron. God. Not all murders are the result of federal policy. This one was. That's the difference. This is because of federal policy. This is because of an open border policy on the part of this administration. Not all murders are a direct result of federal policy. This one is. This young lady was murdered because of a federal policy. There is blood on the hands of Joe Biden in this administration. He should not be here. And I hear people who say all the time, I've seen people that just this week in my posts on X or Twitter or on Instagram, follow me at Watch Chad, and I've talked about this. And people say, well, we can't legally deport Venezuelans. I'll let you do your own research on that stupid crap. We can deport them if we put them on an airplane and drop them off at about 1,000 feet in the sky. Because at this stage in the game, these are feral animals that need to be put down. The fact that taxpayer dollars in the state of Georgia are now paying to incarcerate this man and feed him three times a day and give him a place to sleep, they should bust his balls with a hammer and leave him there to bleed out and then put his head on a pike and post that down at the southern border as a warning that says, don't fuck around in the United States of America. Don't come across the damn border. Like, we're at this point in time where, folks, I promise you, if this were my daughter, I would tell you all goodbye, and that would be it. You can fill in the blank. We're getting to a point where something, listen, if the Chad Prather show suddenly disappears because we've been censored so bad, I'm just going to tell you, something's going to pop off in 2024. Somebody asked me just the other day, said, we're going to have a civil war. I said, only if the left does something. Because the right isn't going to do that. The right is not going to do that. If they were going to do that, they would have already done it. People on the right are the ones with all the guns. I mean, they had a so-called insurrection January 6th and weren't even armed. It's such a bullshit argument. So here we are. You get Trump back in office and watch what these, cement-throwing re-rees are going to start doing in the streets. Then you got a problem. But not only that, when you have, people that are being released into the country, 250 known terrorists that are released into the country, they've only apprehended 15 of them because, federal policy let people go. When you got Venezuelans who have no regard for your human life whatsoever that are here, and I don't know if you know this or not. I mean, if you think about it, Georgia is not a border state, certainly not with Venezuela. Neither is any other place in the United States. That's a long walk. But he gets let go in New York City, this guy. They turn him loose. He winds up in Georgia. Every state in the United States is a border state. You tell me something's not going to pop off. It's going to pop off. There's going to be some things that are going to happen in 2024. And unfortunately, violent crime, rape, murders like this. Trump was right. Trump was right when he said, the folks that are coming across the border, there are murderers and rapists. Case in point, what we're talking about right now. And I understand there's those of you out there who are going to say, if the Republicans would pass the border bill that's right in front of them, yeah. That border bill did not, how many times do I have to say this? That border bill didn't do a damn thing for the southern border. It was still going to allow 5,000 to 8,000 illegals to come across every single day. I mean, at 5,000 a day, that's 1.8 million illegals coming into our country every year. That's not a border bill. No, what they want to do is they want to send their $60 billion to Ukraine and Israel. That's what they want to do. It wasn't a border bill. That border bill has nothing to do with the United States of America. It's not a political ploy on the part of Donald Trump so he can come in and look like the hero. I promise you, Donald Trump gets reelected, the border shut down within 30 days. Shut down. You don't believe it? A little bit of resistance goes a long way. I've already told you on this program. When Greg Abbott put the razor wire up there and sent the Texas Guard in there, to that park, immediately, they stopped crossing right there. A little bit of deterrent. It's amazing what happens. A little bit of force. Donald Trump will shut the border down within 30 days. We're in trouble, folks. This is a murder that's a direct result of a federal policy. You can't say that about other murders. So here we are. This guy's illegally in the United States. He came in 2022. The reason they didn't keep him in New York is because they didn't have detention space. on a side note, I will say this. I floated this theory out there. Fannie Willis says she's going to come after Trump's properties in New York City if he can't pay the $450 million. $353 million was the fine. Another $100 million in fees and whatever, penalties and all that, whatever. She said she was going to seize his properties. Well, what they're going to do. I mean, if they've suddenly seized Trump Tower, if they start taking over Trump's, properties, who do you think they're going to put in there? It's just going to be a place for, illegals to live. Suddenly, New York's got a solution for all their illegals. They stick them in Trump properties. You say, that's a wild theory. Don't put anything past us at this point. Don't put anything past us at this point. It's absolute insanity. No other word for it. I don't want to live in Venezuela. I don't want Venezuela living here. I like America the way, I want to make America great again. That's what I want to do. I want to go back to a point where People shared values. People cared about, you know, each other, their neighbor. They took care of each other. They shared some common traditions and values. Baseball, apple pie, that sort of thing. God, those days are gone. The Biden administration has effectively destroyed America. I don't know if we can get it back. There's no way they can round up all the folks here who have no intention of assimilating into American culture, embracing our Constitution, our rule of law, our ways of doing things. They're not going to do that. You say, but Chad, that is so racist. Oh, my God. I don't care about the melanin of your skin. You got Chinese nationals that are coming across. You okay with that? I mean, you got Russian nationals that are coming across. Last time I checked, they're white. I mean, there's anything that you want. Pick it. It's a buffet at the southern border. And they're all coming across. They're here. Military-aged men. You say, Chad, you're being an alarmist. This has always been a problem. No. We're in trouble. You better protect your family. You better be prepared. You better do what you have to do. I spent some time this week just going over some of my own checklist. You better make sure you got some antibiotics on hand. You better make sure you got, you know, duct tape, AM, FM radio, two-way radios, two-way. I mean, we saw AT&T went down. They said it was a solar flare. I don't think a solar flare specifically targeted the AT&T services. Kind of hard to be that precise. So something's up. They're lying to you, but that's what the media does. We found out the other day what happens if suddenly you can't call 911 or get in touch with family, friends, neighbors, or loved ones in an emergency. What do you think if the power grid goes down? What do you think is going to happen? Well, I'll tell you, you got about 72 hours before the bad guys realize that the good guys ain't coming. Power grid goes down and you are screwed. It is you. It is you against the world, my man. Somebody said, well, we need to get a generator. So, yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Turn all your lights on so they know where to come like a moth to the flame. Be careful, folks. Be careful. Be smart about this thing. Read some books. Get yourself prepared because the federal government doesn't care about you. The federal government's not coming to your aid and some things are going to pop off this year. I am not being an extremist. I'm not being an alarmist. I'm just telling you. With the evidence of a murdered young lady, I'm telling you, there are people here who are violent. They do not think the way you do. Americans are soft. Did you see the? I shared it on Twitter. I don't know how old it was, where the 60 Minutes crew were in, where were they at? They were in Sweden, I think. And they were talking with these migrants that had, you know, and they're in their area or whatever. As soon as the police leave them alone and are no longer there to escort them or watch over them, they got attacked. They got attacked because these folks are not interested in coming in and living comfortably with you. We talked about the woman in Massachusetts. They did the story on her in Boston where she's brought these Haitians in to live with her. I don't know. Maybe that's going to be, maybe she found the unicorn. I don't know. Maybe everything's going to be perfectly fine in that situation. But enough times that happens, I promise you, it ain't going to be peaceful. Try kicking them out and see what happens. Try booting them out of your house and watch what happens. It's just a natural thing. I mean, it's just you're not going to open up your house. Listen to me, folks. Those of you who are pushing back against me saying, we need to be more like Jesus and compassionate. Okay, moron. Once again, let me just remind you, you're not opening up your house and just saying, whoever wants to come in can come in. You don't leave your door unlocked. You don't do it. But you want to bitch at everybody else online and say they're supposed to be more like Jesus. Pretty certain Jesus wouldn't be okay with you not operating with discernment and wisdom when it comes to your own public safety, personal safety. So here we are. I promise you, you know, and here's what the news media is going to do. Here's what they're leaving out. This is what I alluded to at the beginning. If you read these news stories about this Lake and Riley story, the news outlets, it's incredible how they're leaving out this detail when they do it. And just watch what they do. Atlanta Journal-Constitution, 26-year-old Athens man has been charged with murder in the death of a nursing student on the University of Georgia campus. An Athens man. That's not what he is. He's an illegal alien. Not a resident, the state of Georgia. Not a resident. He had a criminal history. He brutally murdered a nursing student. Why are you defending him? Why are you protecting him? Just like the shooters. I called it out on social media. Millions of people watched the video where I said, you know, what's going on? The Kansas City Super Bowl parade? They're not going to reveal the names of the shooters. They did it with Kyle Rittenhouse, Nick Sandman. They did it with all these. They said, well, they're not 18 years old. Well, it turns out they were. They were 18 and 22. Y'all knew that all along. You knew they were. You knew they were adults. You didn't release their name. It had nothing to do with their freaking age. It was because they were black. It was because they were black. And you know how many people online? On my Facebook page, Political Cowboy, how many people online were telling me, you need to take this back. They're white. You know the shooters are white. They weren't white. They were black. News media didn't want to talk about that. Athens, man. Athens, man. CBS Evening News said there's a suspect in custody in connection with the death of a 22-year-old nursing student. Lakin Riley was found dead in a wooded area on the Athens campus of the University of Georgia after a friend told police she hadn't returned from a morning run. A suspect. They had no other further details other than just to say, a suspect. You knew damn well. They said a 26-year-old man was charged. A man was charged on Friday with kidnapping and murdering a nursing student whose body was found in a wooded area of the University of Georgia, Athens. The previous day, the authorities announced they call the homicide the first in nearly 30 years on a campus a crime of opportunity and said that the two apparently had not known each other. The victim, Lakin Riley, 22, was an undergraduate student at the school until the spring of 2023 and then enrolled at Augusta University's nursing program, which has a campus in Athens, school officials said. She was on Augusta University's fall 2023 dean's list. University police identified the suspect as Jose Antonio Ibarra, 26 at the Evening News conference, calling it a heartbreaking time for the university. Jeffrey Clark, the chief of university police, said that video footage from our campus security camera networks helped lead to the arrest. The charges against Mr. Ibarra include murder, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another, the chief said. Nowhere in there did they mention that he was an illegal alien. They never said he was Venezuelan. Nowhere. He's just an Athens man. They didn't mention that he came across the border 2022 through El Paso. Yeah. They didn't say that he was released from New York after a violent crime against a 17-year-old and without license because they didn't have detention space. Why does the news media hide these details? Why are they doing it? Why have we embraced this woke agenda where race or country of origin, or, you know, status of legality in this country, these things have been elevated almost to an untouchable religious status. These people are bowing down in idolatrous behavior to protect these people. Pisses me right off. Call it what it is. Call it what it is. And then call out this administration. AOC had the audacity this week to go on the news and say that the crisis at the southern border is a hoax that was created by Republicans. You got to be shitting me. That girl's mind is a hoax. I mean, she needs to go back to bartender. I mean, go back to tending bar quick and in a hurry. How have we given idiots like this a voice in this country? My heart hurts. It really does over this loss. But we've lost far more than this young student, this young girl, this young beautiful, beautiful girl. I mean, that girl would be alive if New York would have kept him. She'd be alive. Nobody has to go through this. Nobody should have to go through this. You shouldn't have to worry about your daughters and your granddaughters who just go out for a run. But it's Pandora's box, man. The evil is out there at this stage in the game. There's no putting the demons back in. There really aren't. It hurts my heart in so many different ways. But you have this media that's protecting illegals that are criminals. And there's some good old boys out there that can handle this thing. I mean, they really are. You know, oh, my God, Chad, you talking about him bringing back some mobs and shit like that. Well, I want to know, where in the hell are the protests? Millions of people protested in the streets. They went out there and burned down buildings over a piece of shit like George Floyd. I mean, they televised, how many funerals did that guy have? A golden casket, 6 different funerals. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, I mean, he shut down the entire state for COVID, but he made time to go to George Floyd's funeral in Houston. I don't know why the hell we're having a funeral for George Floyd in Houston when he died in Minneapolis. You know, they're burning down cities over George Floyd. Where's the protest for Lake and Riley? Where are the protests? Where are those who are going to take to the streets and say enough is enough? We're not going to put up with this shit anymore. I don't want to live in Venezuela. I don't want Venezuela living here. You want to come to this country legally. You want to migrate to this country. You want to embrace America and assimilate. And be an American, I will welcome you with open arms. I will love you like a brother and a sister. But that's not what's happening here. And if you think that's what's happening, you are dumb. These people are not refugees. The prisons have been emptied. They're here. They're here. So, you know, I mean, why didn't Brian Kemp, why the governor of Georgia, why didn't Brian Kemp know that this guy had been released into his state? How is it that the federal government is not tracking these individuals? You say, well, you know, we know exactly where they are. No, they have no clue where these people are. Ship his corpse back to the shithole he came from. That's my opinion right there. Well, happy Monday, folks. I hope you guys are looking forward to a better week. I wish that I could say that this is all that's going to happen. Talk to your kids. Talk to your grandkids. I'm not telling you to live in fear. You know, the Apostle Paul said that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power and love and sound mind. If you're a believer, and I believe you are, you know, you get a little butthole pucker whenever I cuss a little bit. But you know what? You know I'm passionate. You know I'm passionate about this stuff. And you'll just have to forgive me. I get pretty blunt on these things. But I love Jesus, and I believe in the Scripture, and I believe that God's in control. But man, he wants us to be wise, wise as serpents, man. And he wants us to know what's going on. You should have a mind of discernment. Now, I'm not telling you to scare your kids. I'm not telling you to do that. But I am telling you to train them, teach them, warn them, be aware of who they're talking to. Get a hold of their phones, get a hold of their screens, see who they're talking to. Because this isn't cool, man. And if they're going to go out, you need to make sure that they're prepared for this world, because this ain't the world you grew up in. I mean, when you say, well, you say make America great again, you're talking about going back to Jim Crow America. Shut up. That's the dumbest thing in the world. You guys need to go watch Uncle Tom 2. You need to go watch that movie. Educate yourself on how great the black community was before the Civil Rights Movement and people like Lyndon Johnson got a hold of the black community. Go back and see. Suits, ties, community, fathers in the home. Go back and look. It's pretty great. Pretty great. Was everything perfect? Absolutely not. Never will be. Never was, never will be. But man, oh man, oh man. All right, guys. I love you so much. I'm trying to get, let me see. Let me check my text message here. I'll tell you something. Let me see. I just got a text message from Sarah Gonzalez. I'm trying to get her on the show tomorrow. I want to talk to her. I miss her. Trying to get her on audio for this thing last week, but we couldn't make the technology work. I'm still being edumacated. You guys don't know. So the way this To The Point podcast came about on Mondays and Wednesdays, audio only, is I told the producers, I said, guys, listen, we're going to shoot the videos on Tuesdays for Tuesdays and Thursdays. I know we're going to do that. I said, but I got more to say. I'm used to being on the air on the Blaze, you know, more times throughout the week. I said, I want to do this. I said, I'm going to sit down here. You know, I'm going to plug in this little recorder, put a microphone in front of my face, turn the computer on and see if I can figure out how to make myself talk and record myself at the same time. And I'll upload it. Y'all don't have to do any work. So I'm doing all of this because I care about you and I care about this show and I want to be able to talk to you. and get my heart out there. And who knows? You know, sometimes I like to think that you guys want to hear me too. But I'm doing this myself. This is self-produced, and I love doing it. But anyway, I'm not smart enough yet to figure out how to get Sarah or anybody else to call in and best be able to record the thing and it sound worth the crap. So we're working on that. Well, you know, I'll get it fixed tomorrow. People smarter than me will fix it. All right, guys, I'll be in Cushing, Oklahoma, Saturday night, March 2nd. I'm going to be up there doing a comedy show. Jesse Payton will be with me. Then we've got some more stuff coming up. And you can check out my schedule. WatchChad.com is where all the fun stuff is. And let's see. So many different things going on. Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that. My heart is broken. My heart is broken. I texted my kids. You know, they're out there doing their thing, doing their careers, doing their schooling. I texted my kids, man, I love them so much. I'd do anything for them. And I just want them to know that I love them, and I pray for them every single day. I want them to be aware. I want them to be careful. I want them to be, you know, God, be vigilant. Be discerning. And I want all of you to do the same thing. Have that conversation with those kids. We live in a different world. I'm going to say it one more time. I don't want to live in Venezuela, and I don't want Venezuela living here. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want a third world country in America. And you look at our cities, that's exactly where we are headed. Values are lost. Okay, guys. I love you so much. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Leave us a rating and review. Our podcasts are offered. 5 stars is what we deserve, but you leave whatever you want. You can leave me a little review. Tell me some things. Drop me a line, chad@thechadpraithershow.com. And send me your email address if you go to thechadpraithershow.com. I'd love to have it. And we will see you tomorrow on The Chad Prather Show. Don't forget, we premiere at 5 Central. 6 o'clock Eastern on YouTube. It also gets loaded up on Rumble. You can follow me on Rumble at Watch Chad. The episodes are there. And boy, YouTube hates me. They hate me, hate me, hate me. They do not like me. There's so many strikes against me, it's pathetic. But that's what you get for telling the truth. Here we are. Okay, guys. Happy Monday. Enjoy it. Make it the best week possible. And we will talk to you next time. Love you. God bless you. Bye.